episode 2834, Rediscover Your Imagination.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're making some time to stop and smell the roses. We all need a break to be inspired. We all need that moment to be motivated to go and do something great. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's time for you to rediscover your imagination. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, feeling happy doesn't always come from critical thinking. It does have its place, though, but so does your imagination. Rediscover your imagination to reignite your everyday smile. How good do you feel when you're happy? I can see your smile right now. It takes fewer muscles to smile than it does to frown. So why not take a silly frown and turn it upside down and oops, there comes a smile. Your smile. You deserve to smile, my friend. But that doesn't come from your circumstances. You can't sit here and bet that your day is going to make you happy. You have to go in search of happy. You have to find the joy that's not found in your circumstances, but in my opinion, found in what God gives you. It comes from your heart. And when you connect your heart to your imagination, that's when you create your now. Sparks fly. You can't help but be excited for what's to come next. Now, you may not always like it, but an adventure wouldn't be an adventure without a little unknown. Your fear can keep you on your toes, but let your smile elevate your everyday. Create your now. See what's possible, right? What does your circumstances make possible? Don't look at what can't be done. Look at what might be able to be done. Go forward. Move like that. Just like our bodies, our minds are amazing. We have a side that is logical with the other side creative. Combine the two and you have dynamite. Rediscover your imagination. It's hard how we can let our busyness get in the way. We can let dinner and the dishes and the dogs. And it's one of those things you're like, seriously? Why am I finding myself here again? It's like you're on repeat. Have you ever seen that movie Groundhog Day? It's one of my husband's favorite movies. We watch it, oddly enough, around Christmas time. We have like 6 or 7, 8 movies that we have out. And when we wrap presents, we watch these movies. It's just kind of a tradition. And it's only my husband and I. We do it together while we wrap. And it's fun. And Groundhog Day, that movie is in the stack. And every once in a while, I find myself kind of trapped in that, doing the same thing over and over and over again. But if you're not getting the results you want, why do you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again? You're looking for happiness, maybe in all the wrong places. You're trying to create it yourself without the blessings of what God has in store for you. Don't let your environment dictate your feelings or what you do in your day. Lead with excellence. Serve with a gracious heart. Expect the unexpected. Prepare your steps in a manner that honors the plans God has for you. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That statement alone, you could sit back and reflect on it, and it can take you to many places, but you have to engage your imagination. I'm in the middle of a major project and a major decision for Create Your Now. And I sit here at times in between doing life in the busyness and taking care of the family and what needs to happen just on a daily basis to keep everything moving forward. And I find myself going, okay, is this too good to be true? Oh, wait, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's supposed to be like this. Maybe I'm supposed to be here at this point in my life. But then I go and things happen and I'm thinking, there's no way I can do this. I've got all of this. You know those kind of conversations you have in your head? And then you're like, just get out of your head. You can't let your environment dictate what you do in your day, right? That's why you've got to lead with excellence. Serve with a gracious heart. Expect the unexpected. Prepare your steps in a manner that honors the plans God has for you. Don't overthink or become overwhelmed. Let your imagination reignite your dreams for tomorrow. Now, I get it. You may be facing circumstances that seem unbearable and cause additional stress. Stay calm, though, in the midst of chaos, for change is around the corner. This too shall pass. Jeremiah 29:11, you know it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now let me do some interpretation there. He did not say you will always be healthy, you will always be rich. He says plans to give you hope and a future. It's not defined there of what that looks like. So be cautious as to how you read into that, right? Those are your expectations that you're putting here on the Lord. But read it knowing that He already has God-sized plans for you. Are you willing to step up to the plate? Are you willing to say, you know what? Yes, I can't always be thinking critically, using only the logic. I've got to think creatively. Because when I combine the two, it's dynamite. And when I have God in the mix of it, three, come on, what can you say? Master today to impact tomorrow. Let God walk with you in your steps. Don't sit back and just think that, you know, it's a pity party every day. That's just my life. Oh, woe's me. No, it's not. You get to choose, my friend. So stand up. Be strong. Be strong in who you are becoming. Be strong knowing that God loves you unconditionally. Be strong even though your circumstances aren't that great. But remember, this too shall pass. Keep your heart connected to what God has in store for you. And I promise you, it'll be something that you could never imagine. Hence, rediscover your imagination. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hope I got you thinking. Love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.